Now, the show today has Janice Beaumont as executive director. She was late to work. Doesn't happen very often. But it was thanks to the CBD chaos caused by the state government's new light rail project. And I just mentioned, Janice, we're not being self-indulgent. Here is one example of thousands of people that are being caught up. She caught the Queen Victoria bus due at 8.58, left the city bus stop at 9.27, just over half an hour later. And that's good today compared to Monday. Heaven forbid what Monday was like. Anyway, we're going to talk about this now with Chris Preston, the Secretary of the Bus and Tram Division of the Rail, Tram and Bus Union. G'day, Chris.
Yeah, good afternoon, Warren.
Yeah, I guess it's frustrating for your bus drivers, isn't it?
Frustrating for the bus drivers and for the commuters out there in Sydney. And unfortunately, Warren, this was totally predictable. First thing Monday morning, I went down and walked the George Street and the Circular Quay because I knew there was no plan, no alternative for when the light rail construction started. And as we've seen on Monday, Warren, unless there is a plan, we've got 2 or 3 years of this.
Yeah, well, that's the frustrating thing. And I said this at the start of the show that I can't believe. If we're going to have some infrastructure built, which we do need, there's going to be some pain for the gain. But how we didn't get warned about the extent of the pain is beyond me.
I'm with you, Warren. If you're going to put such an infrastructure in like the light rail, wouldn't you also at that time have alternative plans for when that construction's going to be done?
Hmm.
I believe, even to this day, there is no plan or no concrete plan in place for alternatives when the construction is under full steam ahead, which I believe the next scheduled construction is April.
Yeah, so we're going to have a window now where we've had this disruption this week. It will get better, I understand, for a while, but you think in April we're going to have it all on again?
Well, unless they come up with a plan, and that plan needs to be here now, because it's going to involve timetable changes and diversions. And it's not a simple process to get timetables in place. You're talking a few weeks, if not 4 or 5 weeks prior to that date. So if there's no plan, there's no timetables, and the time to pick it away, April's fast coming.
Yeah, well, it's just the number of people that get buses into the CBD. It's remarkable. In fact, it took some of the aerial footage of Monday to make you fully realise how many there are.
Yeah, I know. And people have said to me, let's get the buses out of there. But if you get the buses out of there, the people are on those buses, they're going to get in the cars, aren't they?
Yeah, well, I must admit,
it's not going to get any better.
No. Look, and I know that the government probably now, too late, is trying to find some solution to this. One of them I heard was the suggestion that people catch trains, but then how do you get to the train station? It doesn't cater for everybody, does it?
I'm glad you said that suggestion. I had a commuter ring me today.
Yeah.
Who was late yesterday afternoon on a bus. They rang the 131500 number, and they were told to get off the bus and catch a train.
Mm.
They were stuck in traffic between stops, nowhere near a train station.
But that's great if you're living in the Hills District, or I could reel off another whole heap of Sydney places that don't have a railway.
Mate, they've got to come up with a plan. They've got to have a plan A and a plan B just in case plan A fails. And when they've got that plan, they've got to communicate it to the bus drivers of Sydney. So when this sort of a thing comes up in the future, the bus drivers are pre-prepared to handle the situation. There's been no communication to them, no communication to us, the union.
Yeah, yeah.
And it goes to show you, look what happened Monday. That was a minor taste of what's going to come.
Well, the reason I wanted to talk to you, Chris, is on behalf of the bus drivers, because, let's face it, when something like this goes wrong, the person who is representing the government, they may not think of it this way, but it's true, they're representing the bus service, they're representing the government arm of what's happening, is the bus driver. You've got 50 people on that bus. Who do they turn to if they want to work out why the hell this is happening?
And can I tell you, Warren, our bus operators actually take pride in their work. They want to know the information so they can pass it on. The amount of people that bus operators I spoke to on Monday morning while it was happening, we had to make their own arrangements because they had no help from what we call our radio room, which gives them assistance. And to make your own arrangements and not be able to give the commuters of Sydney the information is just terrible. The bus drivers would love to help them out,
yeah,
even if that's only explaining what's going on. But if they don't know, they can't do it, and they do take pride in their work.
So has there been any communication after the fact on Monday?
No, there's still no communication, Warren, other than I believe there's a lot of people behind the scenes pointing fingers at each other saying, well, who's doing what?
Yeah, there's a lot of people trying to cover their butts is the best way to
put it. It's a bit like your Greenslip story, Warren. I was listening to that.
Yeah, we're still trying.
Divisions.
Still trying to work that out too.
Yeah, well, that's what's happening here. Well, look, let's cut to the chase. Transport Minister, Road Minister, get involved, get it done, get it out there and communicate it.
Okay, yeah. Okay, good on you, Chris.
Thank you, Warren. Appreciate your time.
Chris Preston is the Secretary of the Bus and Tram Division of the Rail, Tram and Bus Union. And I thought it was worth talking to them because the one thing you have to say is I feel sorry for the bus drivers. They're the ones who are sitting there on the buses not only being delayed the same as everybody else, but with a lot of angry customers, effectively, a lot of angry passengers on board. It's 4:20. 2GB traffic.